Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's look and see how futures are trading. We'll begin in Kansas City with the hard red winter wheat contracts. The July, 7.45¾, up 7¼. The December is 7.67¾, up 7½. Now shifting over to Chicago wheat, July, 6.90¼, now 90 even, up 9½. In December at 7.12½, up 9. July corn, 6.52¾, now a half up 12½. December's 5.28¼, up 8. Go out to May of 14 at 5.46¾, up 7½. July soybeans, 14.81½, now a quarter up 3. November at 12.29¾, up 9. July soybean meal, 4.37.40, down 1.30. July soybean oil, 49.57, up 9. June live cattle, 120.50, down 60. May feeders, 131.67½, down 22½. And June lean hogs are 92.80, and they are up 40.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What do you think of the market thus far this week before we get into particulars?
Well, I think that it's a market that that reflects a lot of uncertainty about what's going on. But one thing we know for sure is that, you know, the July contract has taken a lot of beating just because we have such amazing basis in the countryside. You know, 80 over in Kansas, can you imagine, at the feedlots? Just absolutely unheard of. And so, you know, the longer that basis continues to do its job, the harder it would be for July to climb. You know, every time that that an elevator or someone who wants to buy grain buys from you and buys corn, they're going to sell the market to protect themselves from having paid too much. And so it's almost an ideal situation. It keeps the July futures from going wild. It keeps speculators from getting into the market and driving it a lot higher. But I think that's going to come to an end in not too long. When it comes to the corn, I'm hearing from more and more guys now that they're being contacted with these unbelievable basis, and they're saying, well, come back and talk to me when you double it. And so I think that we may see some things going on, you know, that we hadn't seen before. I think the market itself is just trying to get a handle on, okay, you know, now we have 71% of the corn crop planted, which means that 43% of the corn crop is going to be pollinating in the July, probably the third week of July. Not a great situation. So do we push December corn higher? Do we push it lower? You know, it's just a lot of, I think I would probably summarize by saying thin trade in a lot of ways and price discovery. You know, the market is really moving around looking to try and find out, okay, like in wheat yesterday, you know, we hit that price, we hit a low price, and boom, we saw some buying come in. I think it's the same thing that's going on in all markets right now because we don't have any solid direction.
So do you think then the July-December spread is going to be pulled back in?
Well, I think that, you know, it's interesting. You know, July, of course, made a huge turnaround this morning, and so did December when we sold 360,000 metric tons to China. And just goes to show you how quickly you can see short covering. Now the question comes in, can we withstand this? The reason that spread has been lumbering is just because of what I was talking about. You know, basis is doing its job in the countryside. It's buying corn from farmers. And until we get to a point where farmers are no longer selling, no matter how good the basis is, I think that we will see that spread go back and forth. Because there's just a lot of uncertainty yet about December corn. but the selling against July corn when corn is being purchased is a reality. So if you're asking me if I think that we'll turn it around and go the other direction again, it's very likely it's probably highly likely we'll do that.
December corn hit 512 on the low side yesterday, and that was a number close to the 511, which was the June last year. Made me think that we put the cart before the horse here a little bit. Is 512 now good until maybe a few weeks before pollination?
Well, you know, when you looked at December hit 506 on the 15th of June last year, you know, and I think anything between the 506 and that 512 area is probably decent support at this point in time. If we suddenly find ourselves with a lot more planting done next week, although it looks like some is going to be delayed, we might even take it below that. But I don't think below $5 is very likely at all until we get into pollination.
So we're now on the soybean spread. The July NOV spread is $2.52.
Right. Yeah.
As I just did the math, just looking at the screen.
Sure.
Can that thing widen out to $3?
Oh, I think it can. It's you know, the thing about beans, Dave, is just that we know that there were not a lot of beans out in the countryside, and therefore, you know, they're having to buy the futures and improve the basis to be able to get it to come in. And at this point in time, it doesn't look like an awful lot of guys are basically selling. I think a lot of people are sitting back saying we're going to hit $15, and then they might, you know, they might make some sales at that point in time. So yeah, I do think that we could see that go to $3. It's a situation where we have extremely tight numbers. If the expectation for China to raise their imports in June now because they've got really low reserves would come about, $3 could be very, very real.
The reason I bring it up is because it seemed to me that it was meal that was leading beans higher, and we keep getting these rumors that they're going to bring meal in for this summer because we can't find the beans to crush. We're going to have downtime for crushers this summer. And certainly we are crushing for the meal because the oil is not going anywhere. So the question is whether or not potential imports might put the cap on the upside potential for futures.
Well, it may. You know, the key comes down to can we get the imports? You know, and when you looked at the WASDE report, you didn't see a whole lot of indications that was going to be the case. So I think the reality is that the market has to do its job, and whether it means buying the futures and widening basis and making it better all the time to get whatever remaining beans are out there into their hands, it's what they're going to have to do. So I think at this stage of the game anyway, you know, we are in a position where they want beans. The board is telling us they want beans. They're certainly telling us they're not going to pay you if you hold them until August or September. And so it just depends upon what the producer decides he's going to do.
Why don't you go ahead and share in general terms where Stuart Peterson's marketings are right now for new crop?
Well, as far as what percentages go, Dave?
Percentages or some of the strategies you're most likely using right at the moment.
Yeah, basically we all work with individual people. So, you know, everybody's strategy is a little bit different depending upon their particular market area. But I would have to say that, you know, at this stage of the game, if you're going to do something, you're probably going to I've been looking at using December puts and selling maybe some September short-dated calls, you know, doing those types of things. When you look at, you know, we're well below at 529 and a quarter. We're well below the insurance levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically we have people covered on all their non-insured bushels above these levels. But I would say if somebody hasn't done something at this point in time yet and we can rally this market, I'd like to be able to see the D's get back up to 550. I'd like to see November beans get back up to 1250, but I'm not certain that's real at this stage of the game. And so I think using put strategies is a good way to go with some sold calls.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. July corn at 654 and a quarter, up 14 and a quarter. December, 529 and a quarter, up 9. July beans, 1484, up 5 and 3 quarters. And November at 1231 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.